KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports. Sports is brought to you by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup.
Fast internet is required for home and the office, and METC delivers. And the best way to get fast internet is with a METC bundle of service, which can combine internet, digital TV, and voice services. Fast internet makes streaming movies, music, or video chatting a breeze, but you can also do homework, email, shop online, plan your next trip, or even play games. And with more services needing an internet connection, you are bound to need a lot more internet speed than you think. Stop in or give us a call. We have answers to your questions. Marnie Elkhorn, your local connection to it all.
Well, the high school football season gets underway tonight with a few games around the state, including one local matchup. AHSTW travels to Audubon tonight for the 2015 Channel Seed Ag Bowl at Chiz Jones Field. The game will start at 7 o'clock and is the third in an annual series of early season games. The game will be televised locally on Comcast Sportsnet to KPTM Channel 42.2, as well as online. Audubon High School officials are warning fans traveling to the game that work is being done on Highway 71 between Exira and Audubon that is limiting traffic to one lane during the day. AHSTW fans and others traveling to the game are being advised to take Highway 59 to Harlan and then travel east on Highway 44 to Hamlin before turning north on Highway 71 for the final 4 miles to Audubon. Both lanes of traffic on Highway 71 will be open after the game. The full slate for the scheduled games tonight around the state include that one, as we mentioned, AHSTW at Audubon for that 7 o'clock start. Both those teams ranked in their respective classes early on this season. And the Class 4A matchups tonight include Iowa City West at Cedar Rapids Kennedy and Davenport West at Davenport North. Also, there is a lot of volleyball scheduled on the slate with that getting really underway here at the end of this week. And most teams will get their season started starting next week. But there are a lot of matchups tonight. And cross-country teams around the state look forward to the weekend when a lot of first meets of the year will be held. In Major League Baseball, John Lackey pitched 7 strong innings, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 3-1 last night, a game you heard here on KJN. It's their 7th straight win over the Diamondbacks. The Cardinals scored 4 first-inning runs off of Robbie Ray on Tuesday, but had to wait a little longer Wednesday, with Patrick Corbin limiting them to Mark Reynolds' homer in 6 innings. St. Louis quickly took advantage of Corbin after Corbin left, scoring twice off of David Hernandez in the 7th. Colton Wong had an RBI double and Matt Carpenter a run-scoring single in the inning. Lackey bounced back from a shaky start, giving up a solo homer to Paul Goldschmidt in the first inning and little else. Trevor Rosenthal worked around a walk in the 9th for his 40th save. St. Louis moved to 36 games over 500. It's the highest they've been at that mark since finishing the 2005 season at plus 38. The Cardinals have won 12 of 13 against Arizona. Chris Davis, Manny Machado, and Jonathan Shoup each hit a 2-run homer off of Johnny Cueto, and the Baltimore Orioles totaled 5 long balls in all on Wednesday night to power their way to an 8-5 victory over the Kansas City Royals that snapped a 6-game skid. Wei-Yin Chen allowed 3 runs for the Orioles while scattering 9 hits over 6 innings. The losing pitcher against the Royals in Game 3 of last year's AL Championship Series, he has now gone 7 straight starts without a defeat. Cueto labored through 5 innings for Kansas City, allowing 10 hits and a walk. It was his 2nd consecutive shoddy start after yielding a career-high 13 hits and a loss at Boston. Houston and Toronto did each other a favor on Wednesday. The Astros topped the New York Yankees in the afternoon before the Blue Jays ripped Texas, allowing Houston and Toronto to pad their leads in the American League division races. Evan Gattis batted a pair of home runs, and Colin McHugh carried out a shutout into the 7th inning of the Astros' 6-2 win over the Yanks. Gattis delivered 3 homers and 6 RBIs in the last 2 games of the series following the Astros' 1-0 loss in the opener. McHugh improved to 14-7 and blanked the Yankees until Didi Gregorius smacked a 2-run homer in the 7th. Toronto's 12-4 pounding of the Rangers give the Jays a 2-game lead over the New York Mets in the AL, or the New York Yankees in the AL East, and puts the Astros 5.5 games ahead of Texas in the AL West. In other Major League finals, Eduardo Escobar slammed a pair of solo homers in the Twins' 6th consecutive victory, 5-3 at Tampa Bay. Joe Mauer put Minnesota ahead to stay with an RBI single in the 7th. Justin Verlander came within 3 outs of his third career no-hitter while pitching Detroit past the LA Angels 5-0. Pittsburgh was a 7-2 winner at Miami behind Andrew McCutchen's 3-run homer and 4 RBIs. McCutchen's blast was part of a 6-run second that put the Pirates ahead 7-1. Jeff Locke earned the Bucks' 4th victory in 5 games, allowing 2 runs and 5 hits. The Giants and Cubs were tied 2-2 until Buster Posey and Kelby Tomlinson hit RBI doubles in the 6th inning of San Francisco's 4-2 win over Chicago. Nori Aoki smacked a solo homer, and Jake Peavy worked into the 7th to help the Giants end the Cubbies' 6-game winning streak. San Francisco also stayed 2.5 games behind the NL West leading Dodgers and climbed within 6.5 games of the Cubs for the second NL wildcard berth. Scott Van Slyke, A.J. Ellis, and Yasiel Puig homered during a 5-run 4th that carried the Dodgers past the Reds 7-4 in Cincinnati. The Mets won their 6th in a row and increased their lead in the NL East to 6.5 games over the Nationals by taking a 9-4 decision in Philadelphia. Justin Upton homered twice and had 3 RBIs as San Diego nipped the Nationals 6-5 in Washington. Nelson Cruz belted his major league leading 39th homer, and Felix Hernandez picked up his 15th victory in Seattle's 8-2 pounding of Oakland. Shelby Miller's winless streak is at 18 starts following Atlanta's 6-3 loss to Colorado. And Travis Shaw broke a scoreless tie with a 2-run homer in the 6th to push Boston past the White Sox 3-0 in Chicago. And Cleveland beat Milwaukee 6-2 as Jason Kipnis delivered a 2-run double and a solo homer. In other Major League Baseball news, Tampa Bay catcher Kurt Casale has been placed on the 15-day disabled list a day after straining his left hamstring running the bases after hitting a home run Tuesday night. In the NFL, a Santa Clara County grand jury has indicted former San Francisco 49ers defensive lineman Ray McDonald on 1 count of rape of an intoxicated person. The incident stems from an incident last December 15th at McDonald's home. Current 49ers linebacker Ahmad Brooks also has been charged by Santa Clara County District Attorney's Office with misdemeanor sexual battery for an alleged assault the same day involving the same victim. The case against Brooks also was announced on Wednesday. In NFL training camp news, Johnny Manziel's elbow soreness isn't going away, and the Browns quarterback will likely sit out Saturday's exhibition at Tampa Bay. He didn't throw at practice again after an MRI showed no structural damage. Rex Grossman has been signed by the Atlanta Falcons to compete for the backup quarterback job behind Matt Ryan. Grossman, who hasn't thrown an NFL pass since 2011, helped Chicago go 13-3 in 2006 and reach the Super Bowl. He's 26-22 in his career since getting drafted in the first round 12 years ago. Two-time Pro Bowl defensive end O.C. Umenyiora is retiring as a member of the New York Giants. Umenyiora signed a one-day contract and announced his retirement after 12 NFL seasons. The first 10 with New York and last 2 in Atlanta. He won 2 Super Bowls with the Giants. Denver has released kicker Connor Barth to make room for Pro Bowl left guard Evan Mathis, who was a free agent. Connor made 15 of 16 field goals over the final 5 weeks last season, but is being replaced by Brandon McManus, who was 9 for 13 before Denver cut him last year. And the St. Louis Rams could be a little closer to returning to Los Angeles after Missouri's legislative budget leaders said they oppose spending taxpayer money on a new football stadium. House Budget Chairman Tom Flanagan sent a letter Wednesday to Governor Jay Nixon warning that he will block any effort to put money in the state budget for payments on a new stadium unless the legislature or voters first approve the additional debt. Nixon and the St. Louis Regional Convention and Sports Complex Authority are working to piece together money for a new stadium as a counterproposal to efforts by Rams owner Stan Kroenke to move the team to the Los Angeles area. Let's look at some of the latest sports here this morning on KJAN, brought to you this morning by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.